We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shen Lamed Aleph, the halachos of Mila and Shabbos, Sif Zayin. L'hoyle kamen shochuk me'er b'Shabbos. If it didn't have grinded kumin from before Shabbos, lo yishchiken, it shouldn't grind it. At least, b'shin, rather, he should chew it with his teeth. If it didn't mix from yesterday, wine and oil to put on it, as you can turn it pays. Lo yorv mayoyim, shouldn't mix it today. Elit n'kolech levadah, rather, you should put each one individually. Says Mishmar Simkan Chav Gimel. If you didn't have common shachik v'chulu, grinded kumin from before Shabbos, but I knew kumin v'milin, still before the circumcision commission, but like we can explain, Simkan Chav Dalad, so lo yishchakana, you shouldn't grind it, rather you should chew it with a sieve, because the bachshir milo, the preparatory elements of circumcision, in the Bechmas Shabbos, don't override the Shabbos. Why came there from Mi'ev Shaloi lo'asa b'shinav, if you cannot chew it with a sieve, tidache ha'milo, the circumcision gets pushed away. But love of kashchika, now that's not necessarily grinding. She malacha, which is a malacha. Lafun lavi kamen derech mabay she'in meshud. Even to bring the kumin through a mabay that's not, you don't have an eruv. Now miyos says also v'benegid al sevav, like we said previously sevav. And v'chein loyem we also shouldn't say amalaisa. I'm going to circumcise him. Well, like yishtarach achtech l'samim madim. I will need afterwards to the herbs. Meshum zakan because the danger. Eshkin then I'm going to grind it. The habi kuch never take the Shabbos because to save a life. Override Shabbos? No, the kibbutz actually be since now he knows she has to live with someone machamila. It's not possible without the herbs after circumcision. Mutav tidocha mila, better push off the circumcision. Malo yobi atzma dechil Shabbos, and not to bring to a situation of being mechala Shabbos. Kimishaya efshalach from edmo because it's possible to appear from before from yesterday. V'dai, you should know the im nizvado lelach hamila. If he finds that after circumcision she in lekamen that it doesn't have the kumen, v'vadi mutav lohabi after rishas rabim lishchik. Of course, a lot to bring through the rishas rabim and to grind. The Sharatinos Yudain says, and the same thing is, if he violates and they circumcise, even though he did an Isser with this, even so, of course, now it's murder to Mechal, because right now it's Pekorach Nefesh to the baby. Says the Mishmur further, he says, Mechamokam, however, if it's possible for him to change regarding this, at least Shigim is a Hezek Lechayla without becoming danger for the sick person, Tzark Lashanis, he has to do a Shinui, Kamishas Bar, Besimit Shin Chavches, Seb Yud Beis. Which the Sharatin Yudchas says, even though Eli Rabbah quotes the words of Bach, that after the Mila you don't have to have a Shinui, so the Sharatin, according to Mahabal understanding, would seem that not to instructly this in practice, since the Ran writes explicitly in the name of the Razan, the Rashba, that the Mishnah is Tumah La'ach HaMila, and even so you have to do a Shinui, and that says, obviously from Rashi in the Mishnah, Taisis, Nafkaf Lam Gimel, that they hold like this, and also the Ramah says something like this, and Simon Shinuch of Chasav Yud Beis, that for sure one should not be leaning, what he says afterwards, I found in your Darius and Machlov in the Biakor, that he's inclined like the Bach, and therefore, he says, yeah, Tzarchi and Lamaisi, you have to look at this practically, what to do. Sivkan Chafei. And if you didn't mix from yesterday, the wine, the oils, litnala to put on it. Kachir, again, that's what they used to do. Virufu, it was treatment, Shem Arvim, Matarif, Makara. They would mix and beat it in the plate. Yayim, Hashem, and wine, and oil. Kedach, Shem, and Beit, Makara, like the way they beat an egg in the plate, says Rashi. So then we said, Sivkan Chafav, lo yarvim, b'chulu, don't mix it today. Rather, put each one individually.
It says, "Mishabur Pish, what does that mean? To us, love and makara, they now mix it in the plate. You put this one independently in the place of the wound. Put this one independently on the place of the wound. Wait, there's a far, also should explain. So, Tavai Bakara, and you could explain that it means they're both in the plate. You put this one on its own. That is, you don't actively mix it. If it mixes, it mixes. And that's Kemashma Miri, that's the son of an Iri, Bambi Alocha. And the maschil loy sivkon chavzayin. Rather, you place kolech levad each one independently. Because b'zis right. So l'shochem other patients, other sick people. Nami osla is also forbidden to mix. Says the Magen Avraham. And says I'm be'alocha over there. The idea shina, if you do it abnormally, look kolei mashor according to everyone, it's going to be permitted. Sivches says b'chabe in oisin l'chalig. You can't make some type of a dressing, meaning like a garment. For the makamila, the karech allows smart to rather wrap in it a rag, a shmata. Now the mainly if he doesn't have karech, let's buy derech lama. She wraps it on his finger through like a way of a garment. The shan is mederech etzal b'chal to deviate from the way you normally carry during a weekday. Or maybe derech chatzaches and you bring it through some other courtyard. A full in the shat v'yachal, even though it does not have shetubim and voices, they're not joined together. You could carry it that way. It says mishbru sivkan chas. You don't make for the baby a choluk that is kein kiss dochuk choisim. It's like some type of like a pressed. Covering that you do, that you cover the top of the male organ up until the corona, and you tie it over there. That the skin should not go back to cover over the male organ. Now it says sevkan chavtas ve'em mechulu if you don't have. And this afilu nidi zekan amila. And this, even if you find out this before the circumcision, this would not override the mila because of this. Came ashmir there, reisam achvav ba'agra, and sham look over there. And rather, what you do is you wrap it on your finger through wearing to do it with a shinui, and you bring it sevkan lamet through a chatzachar, so a different courtyard because I'm a derech shus ram, but through a public domain, us that would be forbidden. Keep in a derech mabash mamish because not really wearing it. But there are camelists now. Through a camelist, mitzad the rabbi lahater gets also rabbinic will be prohibited. Ayin sham, look over there. Siv test. Bisman chachemei hagemara. The times and the sages of the gemara. Lohi rechitzam esavala lefnei amila ach amila. If they wouldn't bathe the baby before the circumcision, after the circumcision, ubiyam shlish lemila, and on the third day of the circumcision, benayim chamen in hot water, ayim esukin, and one more day it would be dangerous. Figure there for niskaku lichta mishpatei. They had to write the halacha because cholis b'shabbos. What do you do? When it falls out on Shabbos, you know, because warming up water and all these things, and if it gets spilled, then to bring it through the street. Now, but says the Mechaba Ve'idna in current times, the custom is not at all to bathe, the necessity of this bathing at all. And Medina Lurchitz B'Shabbos Imratzu, and the halacha of bathing the baby on Shabbos, if they want to, Kedin Rechitz Kol Odom has the same halacha, like bathing any single person, not necessarily a special halacha. Hagos says Ramov, Medina Zeilun, these countries, Nogim Lurchitz L'Fnei Amila, the custom is to bathe the baby before the circumcision b'chamash rochum v'edmal with warm water that was heated up from before Shabbos. Well, and after circumcision, but what's the Shabbos after Shabbos? Chen moi yim shlishim alasu b'Shabbos. So David, this third day of the circumcision falls out on Shabbos, which that's a very weak moment for the baby. V'roim shish terech l'rochta, and you see there's a need to bathe them. Machin b'cham b'yem. So you prepare the warm water from before Shabbos for nechitz moi b'Shabbos, and then you bathe them on Shabbos. Now v'cholza this otomim min astam. Unspecifically, but if you see that there's a concern for danger to the baby's life, if you don't bathe them after the circumcision, for sure you could bathe them and to Mechal Shabbos for that. Just like that applies for any sick person that is danger to their life. That although there used to be a great need in Talmudic times, but currently loy nogu, that's not the custom because said the nature of the human being. And the physiology has changed. Sevkan lamed beis. Rama said, "Medinas elu kolim in other words, they've been claiming by saying in our place avkei navolim esukin kolgach may be meim." The Rama agrees. Yeah, although there's no as great a danger to the baby like it was in their time. Okay, al kapanim. However, tzarich gol yesh. The Rama says no, there is a great need for this. Lavika liver al rechitzah shekar mamila. Regarding the bathing before the circumcision, he nichal din the Gemara said they did leave it with the same halacha that has in the Gemara. Shemutul rochzu b'chamet shochum shochum me'etmal. Did you let a bathe the baby with warm water that was heated from before Shabbos? Because the Shartin Nos Yotes says to command to the non-Jew to warm it up on Shabbos. According to most places, even in the times of the Gemara was forbidden, but from before Shabbos that's permitted. After circumcision, they're not so particular if you have to wait till after Shabbos. That the custom is that they do bathe the baby before the meal. Now, you should be careful not to soak the cloth in the water because the soaking is considered laundering, which is a malach on Shabbos, a malabin, which is forbidden. By day in Yehudi, now through a non Jew, maybe it could be lenient. You also have to be careful from squeezing out the cloth, which is also malabin, schita. Now, if the hot water spilled out, you can tell the non-Jew to bring water that was heated for a non-Jew, but you shouldn't tell the non-Jew to actually go in the heat of water, which is bishul, which is forbidden on Shabbos. A baby that was ill and got healed, Tashpat says it's forbidden to do this circumcision on Thursday. Because we see he's not so well, you might have to, on the third day, which when he's as weak as, you might have to go and desecrate the Shabbos on the third day after the circumcision. They permit. He also agrees to permit, and therefore we don't delay the mitzvah, we do it on that Thursday. Now, we said, if you see that there's a need to bathe them, so prepare the hot water from before Shabbos, and then you bathe them on Shabbos before the meal. Mashmat sounds like they blow you if they did not prepare. Also, Lachamal Dei Nudi would be forbidden to warm up water through a non-Jew. Because we don't presume generally that the baby is considered a sick person. Just a little bit in pain. But yes, if the doctor says that he needs it, but for sure we should not be stringent, and we have to be concerned about the safety of the baby. And if they see there's a room to be concerned for danger, of course you're allowed to bathe them ulchalav Shabbos. That is even to warm up the hot water himself for the baby's safety. Bi'alacha, the Ramaschal, lo yo'av mahayoyim, not to mix it today, which the Mishmurin Sukkot Chavav, as they say, look at Mishmurin Sukkot Chavav and Sukkot Chavzayin, referenced this. And it says, all this is according to the Shittas Beisayis, the rules like the Tanakhama. However, it's not too clear this halacha, because there is a Ruah, the Meiri, the Ran, the Magid Mishnah, that sounds like their opinions to rule like Remeir. However, in the Rashi, the Ramban, it's obvious that their opinions, the halacha is like Tanakhama. And so the Bi'alacha, that's what seems Al-Niz Daiti, that's the opinion of the Rif and the Rosh. The fact that they quote the Mishnah that listen Zibav and that's Zibav and that's, but you put in each one independently, and quotes the Mishnah as the words are, and they didn't quote on this what the Gemara there explains that that's when there's no licha. Sounds like they hold like Dwayne Beseza, right? So that's Tavkal Rameya. Because by other sick people, it's also permitted to mix it when there's no licha, which is not the case of Kondrabban. By other sick people, you're not allowed to mix it. And also regarding Mila, it's forbidden to totally mix it. And the Mishnah retains its original format. It's a little bit, you have to look into what the Magid Mishnah says, that it writes the opposite of this on the halachas. However, through Rishina, according to everyone, it's going to be permitted. The Maskel Chalak, that you don't make this chalak, you don't make this cloth for the baby's Mila. So the Lignish Brusa Kodan Chavchas, and that's from Rashi, and the Magid Rama quotes. And so according to this, it's not included in the danger when you're missing this chalak. It's just that you can have to, through this circumcise the second time, midraban. But from the Rajman, the other Rishayim, it sounds like that it's included in Sakana, and nafkmin from this is that after the Mila, if it's permitted to bring it through Rosh Hashanah, when there is no other Eitza, then maybe you would. That depends on what the purpose of this Chalak was. Some of the Dirshus. Dirshu number 23. Said the Machshim Mila, not Teich HaShabbos, like it's written in Shulchan Aruch in Sif. Vav, the Machshir Mila that you could do from before Shabbos and not Teich HaShabbos. Chaznish explains that even in a situation that you cannot have done it from before Shabbos, however, since in general you could do it before Shabbos, so then you're not doing it on Shabbos. Dish number 24, he said, better push up the Mila and you don't bring the cause to Chil Shabbos. Now, according to this opinion, Shlomazaman writes that when the Issa is only Rabbanim, that this is only Rabbanim, that just like the Mila is Teich HaShabbos, so too it's Teich an Issa. To bring to a situation of Pekuach Nefesh that should have to be Chal Shabbos. Kavitz Aris, he writes that this is only Midrabanan, and he differentiates between someone that puts himself in Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos to someone that puts himself in the Pekuach Nefesh from before Shabbos. Another thing Rav Nizkar Ellis holds, if someone puts himself in the Sekunda on Shabbos itself, in a situation where it's going to come through that to a Malach of Pekuach Nefesh, he's over Isser Deraisa. So not like Rav Shlomo Zalman says that this Isser of putting yourself in the Matzav Chil Shabbos is a Drabban. That's the Brunt Kilas Yaakov and Pin the Baal Mar, and we discussed this in Reish Mimches and Akdamat of Mishabru. There's number 25 that the reason why you have to change the Mishabru writes over there that since it's possible to do it with Heter, you don't permit to do it in Essa, and you could do it with a Shina. You said, we do it with a Shina. There's your number 29. If a Jew violates and he heats up water on Shabbos, or he tells a non-Jew to do that, Shuvah Zigmish writes that because of what's called Maisa Shabbos, that you don't have benefit from Allah that's done on Shabbos, you could permit it as the Rashba writes, because Maisa Shabbos is not forbidden only because of Knas. And when it's for a mitzvah, they didn't penalize, which is the mitzvah Mila. Now, even though from the Gezerah Mechatzoyes, that you're not allowed to bathe the whole body in Shabbos, that you might, the bathhouse attendant might come to heat the coals, you could rely on the Shittas of the Magid Mishnah that writes that you're allowed to bathe the baby before the Mila in water that was heated on Shabbos, because since the whole Issa is only from the Gezer Mechatzoyes, and Makom Mitzvah they weren't Geyser, and he writes that that's also the opinion of other Rishonim. Dish number 30, to put a clean garment beneath the baby when they're bathing him, the Bi'alacha writes in Shin Beis, that according to everyone is permitted, because that's not considered like laundering the cloth, it's like Derech Lichlich, it's making it dirty. And even if you can say that's not the way of making it dirty, however, it's a Malacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufo, you don't need that cleaning, where according to many Paiskim, it's only Yisra Abundant, and for the needs of the baby, if he is accustomed to be bathed, it has a halacha like a chol l'shem b'sakana, which you could permit Yisra Abundant. For that reason, also, it's not going to be forbidden because of that you might come to squeeze it. And if you put beneath the baby dirty garments, then there's no head to put it into water only through a non-Jew, and it's also appropriate to put them into water through a non-Jew, even when they are clean, as he writes later on in some Tufkov Yudal. Now, if the garments are made of nylon, that soaking in the water is not considered as laundering, and also it's not doesn't apply by them, it's a schita, it's a spandex, and these things are true, so he writes that it's better to use them to from beneath the baby when you're bathing him more than other garments. Dish number 31. So it's regarding the circumcision of a ger. Chuvas Tashbatz writes that you shouldn't do it on a Thursday, so that you shouldn't have Mechal Shabbos on Shlish Lamila on Shabbos. Now regarding Mila Shlibis Mana, on Friday, Shach writes in your Adir Rishamach Vav, different words in Tashbats, it sounds like that you'll have a circumcised because the Shlish Lemila is not meant Shabbos. But according to many Rishonim, you see that just like you mechal Shabbos on the Shlish Lemila, so you mechal on the first and the second. And according to his words, you have to push up the Mila to Sunday for the following week. And rather, obviously, that you're allowed to do the circumcision Shlebizman even on a Thursday. And he adds on that even according to the place, that only on Shlisha Mila Mechal Shabbos, it's possible that they agree that you're allowed to do the Mila Shlebizman on Thursday. And basically, Chuba writes, and then Chuba says, that since you don't have, by pushing up the Mila of the Ger, any holding back for someone that really has the mitzvah, because he's not a Jew yet, then you should not do the circumcision yet at that point.